You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. This paper that you are referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function. Let me finish.
You take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans.
Right.
You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
Well, there you have it. Fireworks today in a Senate hearing involving Dr. Fake and Senator Rand Paul, Republican of Kentucky. July 20th, 2021. And we still really are so confused about COVID, where it started, who's to blame, what role Dr. Fake did or did not have in it. And it's hard to get any answers that mean anything. And don't forget, you got these Texas Democrats that fled the state of Texas going up to D.C. to court members of Congress on pushing and prodding for more COVID relief money and rewriting election laws on a federal level. And three, then four, then five, now six members of that delegation coming down with COVID or testing positive, we should say. They've all been vaccinated, which reassures you, doesn't it, since you've been vaccinated. And based on that, of course, we have the county of L.A. telling everyone to mask up even if you've had the vaccination. And now they're pushing for the CDC to follow their guidelines. And we got lies from inside the White House as to if VP Harris did or did not get exposed to those Texans when we were told, well, she wasn't really that close to them. But she went to the hospital routine checkup Sunday. Routine checkup is already scheduled. I do not believe that one damn minute. And they're saying now she's tested negative, but no one's seen her for days. And one of Jen Psaki's, the White House spokeswoman, one of her people, first chief staff member, also testing positive after meeting with the Texas delegation. So we have all the Democrats insisting that we have all these COVID super spreaders. If Republicans are conservatives or even independents or even well-intended Democrats who just want to live their life or trying to go through life, you're a super spreader if you don't have, one, the vaccine and the mask, and we're going to tell kids age two and up, you're going to have to wear the mask. You want to go to school, you're going to have to wear a mask. You don't, even if you've got proof of your doctor that it could be hazardous to your health, and you should not take the vaccine because that could be hazardous to your health in case you have particular diseases. No, it's not going to be enough. And in fact, one college admission already denied, even though they've got a doctor's paper saying this patient should not have the vaccine. It would be too risky for them. Nope. So here you have today Senator Rand Paul reminding Dr. Fake, the last time you testified before us, or at least one of them, you said this and this and this about you had nothing to do with any manipulation of COVID. Gain enhancement. All the code words for weaponizing. And you knew nothing about it. You didn't help pay for any of it. And then Senator Rand Paul reads some statements back to him. And there, all the fireworks, they happen immediately. Dr. Fauci saying, I have never lied to Congress. Right after Senator Rand Paul reminded him of the penalty for perjury. We've got a lot to cover the next 2 hours. That's just some of it. And we've got super spreaders all across Texas and Arizona, anywhere where they're having, in California, because all the illegals are still coming in. And Biden is getting ready to flat rule out Rule number 42, which would prevent anyone from coming into their country if they have COVID. Of course, we're not bothering to test. And they're going to be all over. And who's going to be blamed? Of course, it's got to go back to Trump. It's got to be for everybody that wants closed borders. We're also going to be joined a little bit later by the Heritage Foundation legal expert, Giancarlo Canaparo, about this last U.S. Supreme Court. A lot of conservatives are not happy with the way the Trump appointees voted on some key issues, Obamacare and a few others. Let your family and friends know we're on the air. Get ready for a wild 2 hours. Buckle up, lock and load, ready on the right.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief. And the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. I want you to know something special. John Beal Roofing constantly gives back to the community in so many ways, supporting more charities and good causes than any other local roofing company. Why? It's the right thing to do. Keep that in mind when you need a new roof, plus quality work at the lowest price, guaranteed. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
We're working to get you the video, but we at least want to let you know what's happening now, and we can track it live. Bill Malusian is following a massive crossing of migrants at the U.S. border in just the last little while. And we're told there is some serious action down there right now that we all need to know about. Bill, what's happening?
Yeah, Harris, good afternoon to you. I can tell you in my 6 trips to the border, this is the biggest single group I've ever seen come up to the border. This was a group of about 300. Take a look at this. It's mostly Haitians. There's about 160 of them left right here. But what they've done is they've come right up to the border wall here in Del Rio, this border gate, and they're basically demanding to be let into the United States. You can see it's a lot of adult men, some single families, some unaccompanied children here. And what's been happening is about 20 minutes ago, Border Patrol let about 150 of them through, mostly family units. They were opening this gate little by little, and then people would try to cram through and come into the United States. 2 Border Patrol buses have already taken about 160 folks away.
That is a report from Fox News yesterday. As you heard the reporter saying, I've never seen this many show up at the border at one time in all of my trips here. 300 plus, all trying to press up against the gates to get inside. Many adult males by themselves, some family units. And so slowly gates were opened and letting family units through. And of course, if a man happened to have a child with him and considered a family unit, he and the child got through. Without knowing if they're related or not, probably not even testing later DNA to find out they're related. Maybe some kid either he was paid to bring across or he kidnapped or somebody just gave him. Said, take this child, you'll be able to get across a lot easier. This is what we're doing at the border right now. Does the Biden administration care? Not really. No, not really. They're continuing to ignore everything they can because this is all upside down. They want you to believe everything's okay. We've got it under control. That's a lie, a flat-out lie. And, of course, while we are being told you might have to mask up again, and even though you've been vaccinated, that might not be enough. We may still want you to mask up. In L.A. County, they've already decided to do that this last weekend. They are seeing an increase in COVID cases in L.A. County, some of the Delta variant, but some of the other. We're seeing an increase in the Arizona areas, in Texas, any place linked to our southern border, there's an increase in that state and moving northward. Now, how do you think that's going on? Well, let me read this to you. According to one report from the Rio Grande Valley sector in Texas, the number of detainees who tested positive for COVID-19, just for COVID-19, just in that area, has increased by 900%. We are again allowing illegals to come on inside our country. We're still supposedly apprehending 2,000 each day in U.S. Border Patrol custody for a period of time, and they find 60% of confirmed positive detainees in that. Some cases we never ever stop because they get in because we're so busy somewhere else. And the Border Patrol does not typically test migrants when they're taken into custody. Instead, they are tested when they are transferred either to Department of Health and Human Services, if they are unaccompanied children, or to non-government organizations, so-called NGOs, if they're part of a family unit for transport into the U.S. We had 188,000 migrants enter our country across the southern border just in the month of June. That was a 25% increase in the number of family units. And Senator Ted Cruz says, you want to know where the problem is with COVID? Where the problem exists and where it continues to accelerate, and the Biden administration and progressives just don't really give a damn because they continue to allow it. If they're really serious at all, you think they'd try to do something, but they're not. Senator Ted Cruz.
Most of these illegal immigrants coming in haven't been vaccinated. They're being put in cages with other people who are COVID positive. They're spreading COVID and then releasing COVID in our communities. This is lunacy. It is lawless. And the only reason Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are doing it is because they are captive to the extreme radical left of their party. Everyone else who believes in common sense ought to say enough is enough. And let's not make the pandemic worse by making this crisis at the border even worse than it already is.
Well, that makes common sense, and apparently that's part of the issue. That's part of the issue. Because it's common sense, and many on the left, they don't understand common sense. They understand progressive Marxist communist rhetoric, but not common sense. Ted Cruz says you want some examples. You want to know exactly what's going on down here at the border. Well, whatever's happening at the border is going to end up in your area. And he said, we have the proof right here in the Lone Star State.
We're seeing COVID positivity rates rising in South Texas. We're seeing COVID positivity rising in Laredo. We're seeing COVID positivity rising in San Antonio. Just yesterday, I spoke with the mayor of Uvalde, Texas, who said as a result of the illegal immigrants being released in Uvalde, they're seeing COVID positivity spiking up. And Biden wants to release even more COVID-positive illegal immigrants. This is lunacy.
It is lunacy. It's the opposite of common sense. It's the opposite of saneness. It is lunacy. And, of course, we continue to get lies and misinformation all the time. But if it's on Facebook, if they've cleared it, if the White House did not flag it, then it must be actual fact, right? Yeah, right. We were told last week by Jen Psaki herself on behalf of the White House, yes, we do flag items for Facebook. And Joe Biden even made the mistake that Facebook is killing people. Well, they had to back that off. I didn't mean Facebook, he said. I meant the people who get on with this false and fake information. Well, what is false and what is fake? Is it today it's fake, tomorrow it's true, such as today, or let me go back in time, when Trump was president and we first had COVID reach our shores and Trump began to be concerned about flights direct from China, and he shut those down and said it might have come out of a lab in Wuhan. At that time, that was considered fake. Fake, 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 fake. And Trump's a lunacy. He's the lunatic. Now where are we? Now where are we? 180 degrees from there. And in fact, today, Dr. Fauci got called out on it in a hearing with Senator Rand Paul questioning him. We're going to get in that in a lot more detail the second hour because there were some definite fireworks. But we continue to get false information out of the White House itself. You know, of course, that VP Harris went to Walter Reed Sunday for, they said, a routine checkup. And it just happened to be scheduled on a Sunday after she met with Democrats out of Texas who flew up here because they didn't want to vote on a voting rights bill in Texas and decided to deny the legislature quorum that was needed. And they pictured themselves on Facebook, smiling, no mask, while on a plane, holding up drinks and alcohol and bringing cases of beer in. If Republicans had done that, they would have immediately been labeled super spreader. You're dangerous. You have no concern, and you do not deal with the science. Oh, the science. That's an S word that's going to come back to bite a lot of the left. But we've been told different things about VP Harris. During the White House briefing on Monday afternoon, yesterday, Jen Psaki said, I'm quoting her here, I think the vice president's office put out that she was tested and that she did, and there was no detection of COVID-19. Well, that's not exactly what was released in a statement Saturday night by the White House spokeswoman for VP Harris. In her statement, she said, Harris and her staff do not need to be tested after meeting with Texas lawmakers, even though some of them tested positive. Yeah, her full official statement said, it was brought to our attention two of the members from Texas tested positive for COVID-19. Based on the timeline of those positive tests, it was determined that the VP and her staff present who tested positive and therefore do not need to be tested or quarantined were not in close contact with those who tested positive. The VP and her staff are fully vaccinated. Well, when Politico asked the VP's office, you have a conflict between you're saying that you didn't bother testing the VP and her staff because they're fully vaccinated, and yet Jen Psaki said that the VP office said that she was tested. What they said, both are true. Both are true, yeah. They're not in conflict. It clearly shows that the spokeswoman for the VP deliberately misled the press Saturday about whether Harris would or had taken a coronavirus test after meeting with the Texas Democrats, after some of them had tested positive. And as of today, the VP office still not answering any questions about VP Harris's health or issues she met with the president yesterday. The White House is giving no information about her activities yesterday. She has not been seen in public in any meetings or anything since with Joe Biden on Friday. And then L.A. County, as you know, over the weekend decided that midnight Saturday night, we're getting so many new COVID cases here. We need to mask up. We need to mask up again, even if you're vaccinated. Riddle me this. Is it possible? I'm just asking. Let me ask the question. Since L.A. County and the whole state of California is a sanctuary state, city, and county, if you're illegal, you come into here, we're not going to bother you. You'll be just fine. We're not going to question if you're here legally or not. And since more and more illegals are coming across the border, some are detaining and actually then flying to other locations, which we've documented, told you previously before, using U.S. air bases to stage flights out for commercial, boarding 100 or more on a plane, then flying them somewhere deep into our interior of our country. Is it possible that some of those new cases of COVID in L.A. County might be tied to illegals? Senator Cruz says, look what Biden wants to do.
Joe Biden is now talking about ending Title 42. Title 42 is the tool that has allowed us to prevent people with COVID from being released into this country. We're in a pandemic. Joe Biden likes to talk about what a priority he puts on the pandemic. Understand this. If the Biden administration ends Title 42, they will be releasing illegal immigrants in your community.
In your community. And, of course, they're already doing it. We pointed out previously that they were no longer just being put on buses. Illegals were being put on planes, sometimes commercial planes. And now Biden's administration, clearly using U.S. military base in Texas, Laughlin Air Force Base, just east of Del Rio, to fly border crosses into our interior. At least 800 over the recent count, and probably more than that. Oh, and coming up, Jim Acosta, CNN, tries to be a really tough reporter. And as he begins his question for Dr. Fake, it's a setup. Stand by.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
The most watched television show on Fox News right now is outright hostile to the vaccine in this environment. Do you think we could have eradicated polio or defeated the measles if you had Fox News night after night warning people about these vaccine issues that are just, bunk?
Well, that is a very good point, Jim. If you look at the extraordinary historic success in eradicating smallpox and eliminating polio from most of the world, and we're on the brink of eradicating polio, if we had had the pushback for vaccines the way we're seeing on certain media, I don't think it would have been possible at all to not only eradicate smallpox, we probably would still have smallpox, and we probably would still have polio in this country.
So there you have it. Jim Acosta, CNN, and Dr. Fake. And it was a setup question. You could hear that. When you hear Jim Acosta talking to Dr. Fake and saying things as he began that conversation, and says, the most watched television show on Fox is basically repudiating a challenging vaccination. You're talking about Sean Hannity or Tucker Carlson, either one. I mean, he's admitting that. Well, of course, he says on Fox. He doesn't say on network or cable because he's trying to be factual. It is correct. They have the highest rated programs, not CNN, which we'll talk about again in a moment. But he was setting up a question, setting it up, saying, hey, when you see them doing it this way, then, you know, isn't it just almost dastardly? Because if they had been around when we were dealing with polio and they had told everyone and about the fears and concerns about polio, what do you think, Dr. Fake? Oh, Dr. Fake had his answer ready.
If we had had the pushback for vaccines the way we're seeing on certain media, I don't think it would have been possible at all to not only eradicate smallpox, we probably would still have smallpox, and we probably would still have polio in this country if we had the kind of false information that's being spread now. If we had that back decades ago, I would be certain that we'd still have polio in this country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Well, today, Dr. Fake got hit in the face with a perjury question posed by Senator Rand Paul during the hearings. I let you hear some of it earlier. We're going to spend more time on the next hour, but here he is saying we would if we had all this fake stuff going on, we wouldn't know where we would not get rid of polio. And so he got challenged today on the Senate committee hearing.
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. This paper that you are referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function.
You take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans,
right.
You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
I want to say it officially. Oh, we're going to spend more time on that in the second hour. Well, he contradicted what he had said previously, obviously. You want to call it perjury or just, I misstated. You got Senator Bernie Sanders, who's with the Democrats, but declares himself independent, saying the Republican Party cannot be allowed to prevail to reduce everything to conspiracy theorists who try to engage in anti-science vaccine rejection. See, they're always going to throw the mud the other way because they know they're guilty. They know they're guilty. Wait till you hear what China's doing. I'll get into that next hour. But in the meantime, word coming out of the White House that Jen Psaki has confirmed, if we're trying to deal with facts and not mislead you, we have several White House staffers who have tested positive that we did not tell you about earlier. Whoops. It's cover up at that part. And then how we have L.A. County and California saying the CDC should take its guidance from us. Stand by, please.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
When it comes to insects in the world, we are outnumbered. A University of Nebraska researcher estimates that there are 10 quintillion insects. That's a 10 with 18 zeros behind it. Now you know you need Rodler, Rodler Pest Solutions. Here's another fact. When one insect gets in your home, more will come and spread and multiply your kitchen, your bathroom, your bedroom. Call Rodler Pest Solutions immediately. Rodler, family owned and operated for 3 generations. If you've never used Rodler, I encourage you to start now. If you haven't used Rodler recently, do it now. This is the season when the invasion starts. And remember, we're outnumbered. Get help. Call Rodler, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER. Or check the website, rodtler.com. 877-ROTTLER, Rodler. Pest Solutions.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
In California, every county, according to their data, can make their determination as to whether or not they're going to go back to indoor mask wearing or not. And so right now it's a little too early to make those assessments for the entire nation. But I'm sure the CDC is going to keep a close eye. And if we do see these deaths and hospitalizations, then I do think that they will reconsider.
Well, there you have it. A California congressman saying the CDC should watch what's happening here in L.A. and the L.A. County area and see what we're doing, and they'll probably reconsider mask mandates. That's what he's suggesting. That is Congressman Raul Ruiz. He is an emergency, former emergency room doctor. He is an MD. And he says, what we're doing here is because we've seen so many cases go up that even if you've had a vaccine, you know, we need to consider that maybe it's necessary to mask up again. Now, they want the whole nation to follow. pardon me. I don't know if I could say this clearly without laughing. They want the whole nation to follow the lead of California. Yeah, right into the ocean. We might as well just turn everything all over to China and just say we're done with it. But those who fought for this country did not fight to simply become pawns and victims of socialism, Marxism, and communism. And L.A. thinks they've got a better handle on it than anyone. And yet they really, as I said earlier, they don't care if you're illegal in their city or their state. They don't mind. There are some good people that live in California. And not just Republicans, not just independents. There are good Democrats that live in California. They were working class. I considered that was my party. They had to look now and say, this is not my party, this is not my state, and they are leaving. And they don't like the tax structure, and they don't like the fact that more taxes are coming, and they don't like being constantly locked down and being told by a government that has no idea what's really going on in the world other than what is politically expedient. I feel for those folks. I really do. It's easy to just say the whole state and everybody in it should just go away. There are, again, some good people that are there either because of family history and ties, jobs, whatever. Just a lifestyle, as long as they're not being impeded by all the laws and restrictions that are in place. California, the last to suddenly start opening everything up. Even New York City did ahead of them. And then they started having all these new cases pop up. As you heard Congressman Ruiz say a moment ago, in L.A. County specifically, we're seeing an increase that things are jumping up. So I think it's a responsible move because there are a lot of unvaccinated folks that have not been wearing masks. In order to make sure that they, as well as vaccinated, wear their mask, I think it's right now that we need to just mandate it. Yep, here he is again. It's time to mask up.
In LA County specifically, I do think it's a responsible move because there's been a lot of unvaccinated folks that haven't been wearing their masks. And in order to make sure that they, as well as vaccinated, wear their mask, then I do think that it's important right now, especially since their cases are starting to rapidly rise.
Did I not tell you what he was going to say? See, I know this stuff. We pay attention to what they say. Now, tomorrow, they may change their mind, and kind of like Jen Psaki of the White House saying, well, we have to confirm we've had numerous COVID-19 cases we just haven't told you about. She admitted that a vaccinated White House official, a vaccinated staffer for Speaker Pelosi, testing positive after attending the same event. And she says, we're pretty sure that, actually, she got pressed by somebody actually asking legitimate questions saying, do you have other undisclosed COVID, positive COVID cases? And she said, that's correct. She said, there are hundreds of thousands of the federal government. Whoa, just drop that on the floor like a grenade and walk out of the room. Now, that does not mean that they're going to die. It does not even mean they're really suffering anything. I've talked to several people who had COVID. They lost the smell, or maybe they had a headache. That's it. Maybe they felt fatigue. It was it. Some have had it worse. Some have had a worse reaction to a COVID shot than they were for what's been reported among some for the vaccine. Oh, but there I go. I guess I just joined what Senator Bernie Sanders is saying, that I'm joining conspiracies to be anti-science vaccine. I am not. I have told you repeatedly You need to make the right decision for you and your family. No one else can make that. Definitely not the government. You need to make that decision. But Senator Sanders, while he says that Republican Party, in fact, here's his quote. Here is what the modern Republican Party is all about. Cult-like devotion to Trump. Big lies and conspiracy theories, voter suppression, climate denial, anti-science vaccine rejection. After I just showed you that Jen Psaki of the White House admitted, yeah, I didn't tell you everything exactly right the other day, and VP Harris's staff person didn't either, and the fact that Dr. Fake has now admitted, yeah, COVID could have come out of the lab. I mean, it could have. And, I mean, everybody's doing a 180 because they're trying to CYA, and all they want to do is continue to say that if you believe that maybe this has been mishandled, not just by the Trump administration, by not taking steps that he believed were right at the time because of the information he was getting from Dr. Fake. And in fact, Trump was closer to being right in what he was saying than anyone who'd been stated as an expert at that time. But Facebook joining the great move to control and maintain control over us, going along with the White House. See anything bad on the Facebook you want to take down? Let us know. We'll take it down. They admitted that the other day. If you're a legitimate reporter, I mean a legitimate reporter in this day and age, you better watch it because you ask tough questions, your head could be on the chopping block. Let me give you a prime example. I don't know his name, but the CNN anchor who was talking to Congressman Ruiz of California about L.A. masking up again, even though they've had vaccinations. Listen to this one question he asked.
If that's the rationale for supporting this, then there cannot be separate guidance for the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, can there, on any level, if we're going to use the unvaccinated as the guide for the rules that we create? Is that science-based?
Well, is that science-based? Whoa. I have to give him credit. Now, of course, he didn't press the answer that he got back, but he made it very clear. You told us we had to mask up. When we get the vaccine, we don't need to wear the mask. And now you're telling us you got the vaccine. You're still going to go ahead and wear the mask. Is that science-based? You just heard me quote Senator Sanders say that it's the Republicans and cult theorists that are spreading anti-vaccine propaganda. They won't believe the science. And this CNN anchor actually had the guts to ask a California congressman, is that science-based to tell people you won't need the mask after you get the vaccine, and now that you're telling you are? Well, let's take the whole thing. Let's get the question and the answer.
If that's the rationale for supporting this, then there cannot be separate guidance for the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, can there, on any level, if we're going to use the unvaccinated as the guide for the rules that we create? Is that science-based?
Well, right now, it is science-based, but it's difficult to determine who's vaccinated, who's not vaccinated in everyday life. And so it's in a trust, Scouts Honor method that we're asking individuals who are not vaccinated to wear a mask, and those that are vaccinated, according to CDC, do not need to wear a mask. However, when you're starting to see a rapid surge or a massive public health threat, and you want to simplify things in order to help individuals and stores to best protect the spread of the virus, this Delta virus, then this is a appropriate approach to incrementally increase your precautions.
Blah, blah, blah. Man, they just go on and on and on and circle and circle. Did you get lost in that? I did. And I did the dirty work for you. I listened to it four or five times. I finally said, I can't make head nor tail. I don't even know where he stops. He got caught by the question, is it science-based? Yes, in this day, no science in a lot of what they're doing. It's just control. We already have said that. And we've been told that kids 2 and up need to start wearing masks, and yet the World Health Organization said, no, any child below 5 doesn't need it. The number of passing illnesses between the kids is infinitesimally low, deaths even as same low all the way up to age 20. Well, yeah, you got to be worried about grandparents otherwise. Well, they stay away. But, and then we're getting into schools. We're going to mandate they will or they will not wear a mask. And in some cases, even if you have a doctor's statement the vaccine would be bad for you, not to, you're not going to get to go to college. While we're speaking about L.A. and all the crazy things in California, let's update the violence, the theft that happens daily.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
If you want great Italian food, there's only one choice. Well, wait a minute. There are really three choices, but all of them are Cafe Napoli. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Town and Country, and now the streets of St. Charles. Visit any of them. Visit all of them. Cafe Napoli, family owned since 1989. Cafe Napoli sponsors this next segment.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
When I was made aware of the numbers, particularly in San Francisco, it blows your mind away.
The problem has only gotten worse.
We're talking multi-millions of dollars that are being stolen. And this money then in turn is being used by crime syndicates, both in the U.S. and in other countries, to fund some really bad activities.
It goes on from morning to night, every single day, over and over and over again.
They are describing what's happening in California on a daily basis, especially in San Francisco. It's been a hotbed lately, but they're all over the state of California because they basically have been told, if you steal anything less than $1,000, maybe $750, then we're not going to bother. Call the police. Call 911 if you are a store owner. They're not going to come. They're not going to prosecute. And these folks know it. They know they can walk away, run away. I mean, there are numerous videos of squads running into different locations and grabbing everything they can. And they go, oh, of course, they're wearing their COVID mask because I'm sure they're worried about COVID. Or, no, wait a minute, Larry. They could be doing that to hide their identity. Yeah, that's possible. Either way, they are, while they're wearing their COVID mask to protect themselves and you from COVID, they're stealing everything they can and run back up. You were hearing just then one of the people speaking is the California Retail Association president. And you heard her say, when I learned the extent of this, this is blows your mind away. And she said, multi-millions of dollars worth of merchandise being stolen from retailers just in San Francisco. And she then added, money ultimately used by crime syndicates. Now, some people hear that's, oh, come on, you're making that up. These people need it. They needed 60 toothbrushes. They needed 400 boxes of toothpaste. They needed all the toilet paper. Hey, wait a minute. Now, that's getting pretty personal there because we know what happened with the toilet paper shortage when COVID first came around. If they're worried about COVID really growing big in L.A. and that area again, that could be a necessity. We all know that. Well, aside from those things, perfume, watches, jewelry, whatever, as long as it stays under a total grab of $1,000 or $750, no big deal. But when she said they're using this for crime syndicates, doing things that are really, really bad? You think she just made that up? You remember the CBS reporter talking about one of the guys in some Walgreens the other day rolling through on a bicycle, grabbing everything up, and he said, well, maybe he needed that, you know, maybe personal items. There may be cases like that, but in general, it's not. And in fact, if you listen to this San Francisco police officer, he says, no, this is not just for personal use.
We're not talking about just one or two items that someone might need to get by. Our investigations have shown that there are organized fences where people are selling these products that they steal.
Organized fences where they're selling it. It wasn't for their personal use and the money they could make off of it. One officer said, a local security guard, I should say, it's just lawlessness. People just openly coming in and stealing stuff. How's that defunding police and reduced law and order and all that stuff working out? Not just on those, though. There are more pressing cases, such as the violence. It's all over the nation. They just had another one over the weekend in a West Philadelphia convenience store. Somebody outside starts shooting at somebody inside they saw standing near the door. A one-year-old child got hit by one of the bullets. Going to survive, but bullet holes all over the store. The city of brotherly love, 304 murders logged so far this year, 1,200 shot. 120 children shot in that city since the start of the year, 21 of them dying. Chicago, number of shooting victims up 70% just in March of this year. You got Democrat Congresswoman AOC, Congressman Bowman, Jones of New York, Omar, Minnesota, Tlaib of Michigan, Presley of Massachusetts, Cori Bush of Missouri. They're being asked by reporters, what do you have to say about all this defunding and what's going on with all these crimes? And Washington, D.C. reaching its 100th homicide July 9. Crickets, they have nothing to say other than we need to reform police. Well, I'll go for reform, but you're still talking about defunding, actually getting rid of police entirely. How's that working out? I mentioned earlier that the CNN numbers are so bad. Brian Stelter's show now only doing 109,000, ages 25 to 54. That's the most crucial category for news programming. That's where the ad dollars are. You want to count the days? You want to do an over-under bet on how long that show stays on the air? In the next hour, Dr. Fauci and Rand Paul, gloves off, bare knuckles. Stand by.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors, USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.